home of the greatest hits.
On digital radio.
On AM.
Online. And on your smartphone.
This is
MFR2
News.
Our top stories this lunchtime. We are finding out where our ambulances are as whistleblowers say the service in the north is stretched to the limit. Reaction is pouring in following the death of the former IRA commander turned peacemaker. And we could move a step closer towards a second independence referendum this afternoon. We'll have the latest from Holyrood. But we start on the second day of our week-long look into the north's overstretched ambulance service. And MFR News is asking, where are our ambulances? Our exclusive investigations on uncovered a severe shortage of vehicles and crews, fatigued staff and long waits for rescuers to arrive in time of people's needs. This ambulance insider from Murray has spoken to us and an actor is voicing their words to protect their identity.
People would be surprised how little cover there is in Elgin. Elgin only has one ambulance on the road for 16 hours of the day, two ambulances on the road for just 8 hours of the day. The second ambulance was put in to give a bit more ambulance coverage during the busiest time of the day, so currently that works from 2 in the afternoon till 10 in the evening. There's a call for an ambulance in Elgin every 2 hours. They can be referrals from NHS 24. They can be from other health users like GP surgeries and also from the hospitals for transferring patients from one hospital to another. Generally, there's a call coming in every 2 hours to Elgin, but for some of those calls, like a transfer to Aberdeen, that'll keep the vehicle out of the area for a minimum of 4 hours. But currently, Elgin are transferring 700 patients a year from Dr. Grace Hospital in Elgin, the vast majority of which go to Aberdeen, but results in at least a 4 hour spell when the vehicle's away. With the calls coming in on average every 2 hours, that obviously leaves a lot of time when there's no cover at all. In Aberdeen, they're receiving a call for an ambulance approximately just over every 20 minutes, and they're also very short on resources. The consequence of that is the ambulance, which is based in more rural areas, along with Banff and Buchan Coast and from Murray and Aberdeenshire, are drawn into Aberdeen. As time goes by, all the rural ambulances get sucked into Aberdeen and can't escape. Dr. Grays moves several hundred patients a year, and that basically means that Elgin's ambulance is on the A96 travelling to and from Aberdeen for nearly 6 months of the year. Of course, that would be fine if the transfers came in a small gap in between them, but frequently one, two, three, four transfers will all come in a relatively small space of time. That's when it really drains Murray of its resources. It's not unusual for the Elgin ambulance to be sitting at Aberdeen Royal Infirmary, part next to the Buckey ambulance, part next to the Keith ambulance, part next to the Dufton ambulance, with all of Murray's ambulances being 70 miles away from where they're based.
Well, the Scottish Ambulance Service says it wants to develop sustainable solutions to changing demands.